Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidi mürselin. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Assalatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Assalatu ve selamu aleyke ya Nubiyallah. Ve ala alika ve ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our silsila Tales of the Graveyard. Inshallah Azawajal, before we continue, let's hear a blessing of reciting Durood-e-Pak, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's been mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the closest person to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most peace and blessings upon me. Subhanallah. On that Day of Judgment, when a mother will run away from her children, a father will run away from his children, when a brother will run away from his sister, a sister will run away from her brother, on that day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the closest person to me will be that person who has recited the most peace and blessings upon me. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it's a humble request that you continue to recite Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lot of the times we may get stuck in traffic, we may go to the doctor's surgery, we might go to the dentist, and we spend our time just waiting to be seen. We're waiting in traffic, we're just waiting there. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, if we use this time wisely, send Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do the dhikr of Allah azawajal, inshallah azawajal, this time, inshallah azawajal, we will also get blessings. And think to yourself, you're stuck in traffic. If you're complaining that, brother, there's too much traffic, there's this, there's that, then what is that? What are you going to achieve with that? But if you use this time sending Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah azawajal, we will see blessings in this world, and inshallah we will see blessings in the hereafter. And it's a humble request, say after me, say subhanallah, say alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar. You know, the blessings of just reciting these three kalimat are the alhamdulillah, three trees have been planted for you in paradise. So it's a humble request that you continue doing your actions, you do your work, and you spend your time doing the dhikr of Allah and reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that once a frightened person, he presented himself in the court of Caliph Abdul Malik. And he said, "Oh respected Caliph, I am a very sinful person. I wish to know whether I will be forgiven or not." The Caliph said, "Is your sin bigger than the earth and sky?" The person, he replied, "Yes, even bigger." The Caliph asked, "Is your sin bigger than the divine pen and the divine tablet?" He replied, "Yes, even bigger." The Caliph asked, "Is your sin bigger than the divine throne and the divine chair?" The person, he replied, "Yes, even bigger." The Caliph said, "Brother, surely, surely your sin cannot be greater than the mercy of Allah." Now when the person, he heard this, he began to cry, he began to tremble. And the Caliph asked, "Brother, please tell me, what is this sin of yours?" The person replied, "Respected sir, I feel extremely embarrassed to tell you. However, I will tell you, perhaps this may be a way for my repentance to be accepted." Saying this, he began to reveal his story. He said, "Sir, I am a shroud thief. Tonight I have learnt a lesson from five different graves which have forced me to seek forgiveness." He says that when I opened the first grave, the person's face had turned away from the Qibla, and he was informed that this person, he was being punished because this person was an adulterer and he used to drink alcohol. He says, "When I opened the second grave, I saw a heart trembling scene. I saw that the dead person's face had resembled a pig's face, and he was tied with locks and chains of fire. An unseen voice declared, 'This person used to take false oaths, and this person, his earning was haram.'" My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. This was the punishment for a person who used to take false oaths and his earning was haram. Today, my dear Islamic brothers, if you look around us, you see many people, they swear false oaths. Sadly today, many people, many Muslims, sadly their earning today is haram. And inshallah, in today's episode, I will try to focus on this matter, inshallah azawajal. The Quran has focused on earning a halal livelihood. Our book of guidance, the Holy Quran, Allah azawajal has said, Surah Naba, verse number 11, translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman, "And we have made the day for seeking livelihood." Allah azawajal has mentioned in Surah Baqarah, ayah number 168, translation from Kanzul Iman. O mankind, eat from what is lawful and pure in the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. Now, my dear respected Islamic brothers, you know, today people say that, brother, for me to spend my time in the way of Allah, I must sit in the masjid 24/7. I must sleep, I must eat, I must worship Allah 24/7. This is the concept people have to spend their time in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. But let me tell you a beautiful narration of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's mentioned that once the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was sitting with his companions. And there was a young man who passed, who was a strong and powerful young man. The companions, they said to each other, that would it not be better for this young man to spend his youthfulness, to spend his strength in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? Now the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if this person has come out to look for sustenance for his children, then he is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. If this person has come out to look for sustenance for his old parents, then he is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. If this person has come out to look for sustenance to protect himself from begging from the people or eating haram, then this person is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. However, if this person has come out for ostentation and pride, he is in the way of Satan. Subhanallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, you go out, you're working and you're earning a halal livelihood. My dear Islamic brothers, you're earning to inshallah feed your children, to feed your family, to look after your parents. Then this is also a form of spending your time in the way of Allah. But before I continue here, let me mention one Madani fool. Alhamdulillah, there may be many viewers of Madani Channel who are watching, who work, alhamdulillah, here's our jal. It's my humble request to you. Did you know that you can also earn good deeds by going to your job? Yes, you might be thinking, brother, what are you talking about? Well, my dear respected Islamic brothers, if you make this intention that inshallah I am going to seek a halal livelihood to feed my children, to look after my children, to look after my family, to look after my parents, then you spending 7 hours at work, you spending 8 hours at work, you spending 9 hours at work, or how many hours you spend in work, this will be written as worship for you inshallah azza wa jal. And alhamdulillah, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, we are emphasized to make as much good intentions. If you see Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah, then before he conducts the weekly Madani Muzakra, before he attends the Madani Muzakra, he stops and he makes some good intentions. Before he starts the Madani Muzakra, he makes the people, he makes the views of Madani Channel make good intentions, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, whatever action you do, then stop and make some good intentions, inshallah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer's intention is better than his action. Now think to yourself, you're going to the masjid. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Riza Khan alayhi rahma, has written 40 good intentions a person can make before going to the masjid for salah. Subhanallah. So whatever you're about to do, you're about to eat, you're about to sleep, you're about to drink, you're about to go to your job, you're about to come home, whatever you're about to do, stop and make some good intentions, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Nisa, verse number 29, translation from the glorious Kunzul Iman. O believers, consume not unjustly the property of one another amongst yourselves, expect it to be a trade by your mutual consent. And it's mentioned by Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki, Shafi alayhi rahma. He has mentioned in regards to this verse. In this verse, Allah has clearly stated that trade is permissible as long as it is done with the party's consent. And consent can be obtained by providing there is no cheating and no corruption. Allahu Akbar, my dear respected Islamic brothers. Today we do businesses as well. We work for someone today. Alhamdulillah, we may have businesses, we may have many branches in our businesses. But sadly today, lying, corruption, fraud is very popular in our society. Today, my dear respected Islamic brothers, many people say that Islam is not being portrayed in the right way today. People say that many people are talking about Islam in a negative manner, in a wrong manner. And we feel upset with this. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, think to yourself. Today when a scandal comes out in the news about a person who has done corruption, a person who has committed fraud, then my dear respected Islamic brothers, many times our heads, they fall into shame. Why? When we find out that a Muslim was involved, a Muslim has done corruption, a Muslim has deceived people, our heads, they fall into shame. I'm not saying all the time it's the Muslims, but my dear respected Islamic brothers, when we do hear there's a Muslim behind this, then my dear Islamic brothers, our heads fall into shame.
We as Muslims, we have been told to speak the truth. We must speak the truth. We don't do corruption. We don't lie. We don't deceive people. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, we must do our businesses with truth, inshallah, azza wa jal. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel, some people they say to us today, that brother, we cannot do business without lying. We cannot work for someone without lying. We cannot do our jobs without lying. Brother, we cannot find a good job without lying. Brother, today I cannot do my job without a false oath. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, let me tell you about Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, who was followed by millions of people before us. And alhamdulillah, millions of people today, alhamdulillah, throughout the whole world, they follow Imam Abu Hanifa. Let me tell you, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, he was a businessman and he had businesses all over the Arab world. Think to yourself, how big is the Arab world? But Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, he had businesses all over the Arab world. Today, think to yourself, if we want to go from one branch to another branch of our business, it's very easy. For example, even if our business is overseas, then we catch a flight, we can get to our other branch in a short period of time. But at that time, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, there was no plane. Meaning, if anybody wanted to travel, they would travel on foot. But Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, he was such a businessman that he had businesses all over the Arab world. But let me tell you how he would do business. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdul Rahman has stated that I would participate in the trade of Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa. And while sending me goods, he would inform me. He would say to me, "Oh Hafs, such and such cloth has some defect. Tell it to the buyer when you sell it." Meaning when you sell this cloth to the buyer, then tell the buyer that this cloth has so and so defect. Sayyidina Hafs, rahmatullah alayhi, once sold the goods, but forgot to tell the defect before selling it. When Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, came to know about this, he gave the amount of clothes in charity in sadaqah. This is Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. This is how he would do his business. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has mentioned that a true and honest businessman will be with the prophets and the siddiqeen and the martyrs on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, this is the honor. This is the rank of a person who is a businessman and he's a true and honest businessman. But my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel, think to yourself, what happens today? Today when a seller sells something, the buyer asks him, "Brother, is this product okay? Is anything wrong with this product?" For example, someone's buying a car. He asks the seller, "Is anything wrong with this car?" And what does the seller say? Nah, it's all okay. Everything's fine with this car. It's working fine. It's being serviced on a regular basis. It's been MOT'd on a regular basis. The seller knows that this car has so and so defect. But to get away with selling this car, he lies to the buyer, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel. And it's not always the case about the seller. Even the buyer, many times they are lying. They go into a shop. For example, the shop is selling this product for £50. And what will the buyer say? The buyer will say, "Brother, I went to the other shop, I went to this shop, they're selling it for £30, they're selling it for £40, brother, you're selling it for £50, give me for £30. When my dear respected Islamic brothers, it's the first shop he's walked into. He hasn't been to any other shop, but he lies just to get a discount. This is what's happening in our society, my dear respected Islamic brothers. And the buyer will say to the seller, "Brother, I'm your regular customer. It's the first time you walked into his shop. What do you mean you're his regular customer? It's the first time you've been to his shop." And then what do they say? "Inshallah, give me this a discount. We will come back to you. We will buy more stuff from you." What intention is on the bottom of your heart? Is heart? "I will never come back to the shop." But just to get away with getting a discount, a person lies. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, let me tell you a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a buyer and seller have the authority before separating. If both speak the truth and make witness, blessings will be bestowed into their trade. And if both conceal and lie, so it is possible they may have profit, but the blessing is withdrawn from their trade. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, you may sell something, you might lie to the buyer. You're buying something, you might lie to the seller. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, you may get away with it. But my dear Islamic brothers, the blessings will be removed from the item. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, what happens today? So much lying in our society. So much wrong things are happening in our society. Why, my dear Islamic brothers? We have to live in this world for a short period of time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a time will come upon my people when man will not care at all about how he earned his wealth, whether it was haram or whether it is a means of halal. Commentating on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarha Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi said that is the people, they will get negligent in the religion in the last era. They will badly get struck in the worldly worries. They will only care about accumulating and multiplying wealth without distinguishing between halal and haram. And my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, sadly this is very common today. That a person, he doesn't care where the money is coming from. He doesn't care whether it's halal or haram. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, talking about honesty, talking about speaking the truth, talking about earning halal, and talking about staying away from halal earnings, let me tell you a beautiful narration of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh. Such a beautiful incident, such a truthful incident, my dear respected Islamic brothers. It's mentioned that one Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, he mentioned that he traveled to the city of Tarsus to search for halal sustenance. He mentions, when I got to the city, a man approached me and said to me that I need a farmer to look after my fruit in my garden. Are you willing to look after my garden if I pay you so and so much money? Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, he responded in the affirmative. He responded in the positive. So my dear respected Islamic brother, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, he then went back with the person and he began to work with great dedication and hard work. And it's mentioned that one day, the owner of the garden, he came with his friends. He came with some friends. And they said to Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh that we want some sweet grapes. So Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, he presented them with grapes in a vast quantity. However, when the owner of the garden ate a grape, it was sour. And the owner of the garden said to Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, O farmer, pity on you. You have been working in this garden for such a long period of time, but you still are unable to recognize the sweet and the sour grapes, though you would be eating grapes from here all day long. So my dear Islamic brothers, he says to him, that you have been working in this garden for such a long period of time, and you can't differentiate between the sweet grapes and the sour grapes. And you've been eating grapes on a regular basis from here, and you can't even differentiate between the sweet and sour grapes. Now listen to the response of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, Rahmatullah Alayh. Such an amazing response he gave. He says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I have never even tasted even a single grape from your garden, because I have been employed to only look after this garden. Hence, I do not know which is a sweet grape and which is a sour grape. Subhanallah. This was the hard and dedicated Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh. Listening to this, the owner said to his friends, could there be anything strange than this person? He stays here for a long period of time in this garden. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, he has not even eaten a single piece from it. This person, he seems pious like Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh. And the owner of the garden, he did not know that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, he worked in that garden. And it's mentioned Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh, he got back to his work and the owner left the garden. Subhanallah, did you hear the honesty and the truthfulness that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah Alayh used to work with? The great dedication that he had for earning halal money. My dear respected Islamic brothers, our pious predecessors, they used to always earn halal. But sadly today, like I mentioned a few moments ago, Mufti Ahmad Yarha Naimi Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned that when the last era comes, people will not care where their wealth is coming from. And this is exactly what's happening today. And my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, at this moment in time, there may be some people watching, the viewers of Madani Channel watching, who are businessmen, who have got businesses. And let me tell you 7 tips of being a successful businessman. And who is saying this? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us 7 tips to become a successful businessman. It's mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, undoubtedly the most purified earning is of those businessmen. Number 1, they do not tell a lie when they speak. So if there's anyone watching, think to yourself, when I am at my business, when I am selling products, when I am buying products, am I lying or am I speaking the truth? Number 2, they do not deceive someone when that person trusts them with something. Now think to yourself, someone has trusted us. Our customer, they've trusted us. Are we being faithful to them or are we deceiving them? Number 3, they do not break a promise when they make one. Like I mentioned to you the narration at the start, that a person, he was being punished in his grave. Why? Because he used to say false oaths. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, think to yourself, are we making false oaths? Are we breaking our promises when we make a promise to our customers, to our fellow businessmen? Number four, when they buy something, they do not find faults with it. Number five, when they sell something, they do not praise it excessively. Number six, when they have to pay somebody something, they do not become lazy in paying it. And the seventh one is when someone has to pay them something, they do not become strict in his collections. Today, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers on Madini channel, people say that, brother, do dua first. My duas, they are not answered. I've got this problem, I've got that problem. I've got this difficulty, I've got this difficulty. Do dua. My duas are not being answered in the court of Allah. Let me tell you a narration. That one Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he passed by a place. And he saw that a person, he was making dua. He was crying in the court of Allah. His tears were coming out. He was crying in the court of Allah. And he has raised his hands towards the sky. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he observed him for a while. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he then said to Allah, Oh my Rahim, Oh my Kareem Rabb, why are you not answering the dua of your servant? Why are you not answering his supplication? Allah Azza wa Jal, he then sent a revelation towards Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and he said, Oh Musa, I will not answer this person's duas, even if he cries to death and he raises his hands to such an extent that his hands, they touch the sky. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was told that this person, he eats haram, he wears haram, and there is haram wealth and possessions in his house. Allahu Akbar. Today we say, brother, our duas are not accepted. Think to yourself, in our possessions, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, is this come from halal or is this come from haram? So my dear respected Islamic brothers, we have heard today about earning halal money and staying away from haram. My dear respected Islamic brothers, it's a humble request that my dear Islamic brothers, if anybody is out there who is earning haram, he knows he's earning haram, then repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Stay away from haram and inshallah Azza wa Jal, obtain halal sustenance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see barakat in this world and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see blessings in the hereafter. Today people say, brother, I've got no barakat in my house, I've got no blessings in my house, I've got these problems, I've got those problems. But yes, let me just think to yourself for a moment, is my earning halal or is my earning haram? May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to act upon what has been said. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.